This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. Text for consideration today is recorded for us in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 6 through 14. We hear these words from verse 10. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit who is from God, that we might understand the things freely given us by God. God's word is truth. I have a deck of cards here, nothing special about them. Pastor Sturm left them in the desk when I got here a long time ago, about a decade. And if you can see, they are in no special order. Go ahead and take one of them. Don't let me see what the card is. Okay. Just put it in this envelope. Hand it to the person next to you. There's the deck of cards. Now what? What mystery can we unravel before our eyes? What is it that you want to know? Want to know what card's in the deck? You want to know if I know what card is in the deck? Is it a two of diamonds? Go ahead and open up the envelope. It's two of diamonds, isn't it? Nope. Not that at all. But I'll tell you what, I do know that the last card in the deck there is the Jack of Spades. Not much of a mystery. You saw me do it, right? You know, when it comes to mysteries to cards, I can't do card tricks. You might have figured that out by now. But if I could, you know, if I would have said two of diamonds and she would have opened up that envelope and sure enough there's a two of diamonds there, all of you would have been like, oh, wow, what is this mystery? How do you know how to do this? How did you know what that card was? Let me know. Let me figure this out. Tell me the secret. I need to know. Today, the Apostle Paul tells us about a mystery revealed, and it's the mystery of salvation. It's a mystery of a God of justice being a God of grace by saving us sinners from certain damnation. And it is no silly, simple card trick. It has ripple effects for every day of our lives and the lives of those who are here and in this world, your children, your children's children, and all the generations until judgment day comes when God makes all things new. And the mystery of the ages is Christ Jesus our Lord. Knowing Him is knowing the mystery unraveled before us completely. Our salvation is wrapped up in Him. You see, the mystery itself that was hidden in plain sight, it's all over the pages of the Old Testament. His life is written out there before He was born in Bethlehem over 2,000 years ago. That He's going to be born in Bethlehem. Yeah, that was written in there. Emmanuel, God with us, certainly, that too. Rejected and despised by men. Sold for 30 pieces of silver. Lifted up for all to see, pierced for our transgressions, crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was upon Him. Yes, yes. And yes, again, these are some words from Isaiah 53, from words from Jeremiah, that He was buried in a rich man's tomb and yet raised to life again. That He will justify, that He will purify. This is the mystery that was hidden before time began. And if they would have found out who Jesus was, they would not have done what they did. Pontius Pilate would have rather died himself at the hands of the mob rather than kill the King of Kings. The mob before Pontius Pilate, if they would have unraveled the mystery of Christ Jesus, they would have not demanded that the promised Messiah be crucified. They knew the Word of God, but the Holy Spirit did not reveal the mystery of Christ Jesus. And in our text, there are two spirits that are spoken of. One is the spirit of the world. And the spirit of the world is darkness. It covets. It takes and takes and takes. It abuses beauty and righteousness and desires to snuff it out in death. In 2 Corinthians, in a section there, It speaks about how we try to see Christ Jesus from this realm of thought, from the spirit of the world. To covet Jesus and his relationship with the Heavenly Father, to desire to take and take and take from God, to abuse the beauty of God and his righteousness, to see like Pontius Pilate, and to mock Jesus when he gives us truth, because we do not want to believe in the truth, to somehow see Jesus as nothing more than a stepping stone for our own glory, instead of finding my glory by doing what God has made us to do, to give glory to him. And the spirit of the world surrounds us. It's a mindset that is so prevalent, it sneaks into our very hearts if we do not stand guard against it. And when we fall into it, we see Jesus as one to be manipulated to work for us and to do our bidding. And we set ourselves up as idols and want God to give us whatever our hearts desire. And we take and we take and we take and we are never satisfied. We destroy beauty and righteousness with sin and selfishness. It is so ugly, the spirit of the world. And it's so ugly to see even a tiny bit of the spirit of the world in ourselves, and yet the Holy Spirit convicts us of this sin. He convicts us of how we have desired to make ourselves lords, to serve self and not to serve our Lord Jesus Christ. And the spirit of the world does nothing more than what Pontius Pilate and the mob of murderers have done. It covets Jesus, denounces him, and puts him on the cross. Our sins do the same. Lord, forgive us. Remove our sin. And the ugly spirit of the world that so desperately would love to consume us and send us to the depths of utter dispel for all eternity. And the Lord responds. Ezekiel 36, he says, I will cleanse you from all your impurities and from all your idols. Right? He's even speaking about that idol of self. He says, I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit in you. I will remove from your heart, your heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh, and I will put my spirit in you. And that is what he does. The Spirit of God worked through the Word of God and sacraments to unravel the mystery of Christ Jesus for you, so that you may understand what God has freely given you. A math professor wears a shirt. I can't explain it to you. I can't understand it for you. And that's so very true. If any math professor wore that shirt and was trying to teach me, right? It isn't ours until it sinks in. It's the same with the gospel. Until the seed of the gospel takes root in our souls and grows, can be explained but not understood. And yet when the Holy Spirit reveals it to our spirit, then the thirst for understanding the gospel grows, and we desire to know more and more as that faith grows within us. Our original state, dead in sin, right, ruled by the spirit of the world. But while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. He earned our salvation and freely gives us his righteousness through faith. The focus, it's not on us, but it's on God. Every good and perfect gift is from above. The Lord has given us our mind and abilities, and he gives us the ability to earn and produce wealth and enjoy the fruits of our labors. He has given us the ability to do what God has made us to do, to bring glory to God and worship. Right? Even in times when we are carrying great burdens, in times of the cross, go do what God has made you to do, to worship him. In times of plenty, praise the one who gives you all and gives us all that we have. In our lives, be willing to do the hard things. Being a parent and raising your children in the ways of the Lord, even when it would be easy to just completely ignore it or to hand that responsibility off to someone else. To be being a loving spouse, even in the midst of arguments, when it would be so much easier to run away. Being a sister or brother that is kind, when it would be so much easier just to push the anger button on your sibling. Care for one another. In the congregation and in the community. And when the easy things come, because those come to find happiness in those, and even joy in doing the hard things. Unraveling the mystery of God, it's foolishness to those who live by the spirit of the world. But to whom the Holy Spirit unravels the mystery of Jesus Christ, it is the power of God for the salvation of all who believe. And we pray, continue, O Holy Spirit, to unravel the mystery to us in ever increasing measure for all our days. Amen. Now may the grace of God, which transcends all understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.